Well, this is a sad story, basically, and it's sad for Zimbabwe and sad for the communities and the people in Zimbabwe, because that means they are going to be deprived of independent information. But what we need to realize is that basically it reflects the state of the economy, because I think on several occasions this year the government has postponed the pay date for civil servants because they doesn't have the money. So if the government doesn't have the money, it therefore follows that companies are going to survive. It shows that the economic situation in Zimbabwe is terrible. But unfortunately for the media organizations, because it means that, and also you realize that before the elections, before the July 31 elections, some donors here and there would put adverts, would actually give a little bit of support in here and there to independent media, which is something that has reduced over the elections.
What do you think is the way forward? What has to be done to change this situation?
The economy needs to improve, and I think my suspicion, I remember at one point, I think people like Saramba at one point said they are going to deal with the private media without actually shooting a single bullet. And I'm thinking maybe they gave instructions to parastatals not to advertise in private media. So, I mean, if the parastatals, who are the big government, basically is the biggest advertiser. And if private media don't get advertisers from government, they can't survive. So I think the only way forward is for the economy to improve. If the economy is to improve, private companies are going to survive, they are going to get money, and they are going to advertise. But currently, we cannot talk of any private companies because most of them are closing down. And we know that you cannot survive on sales only, because most of these newspapers are circulating less than 10,000 copies a day. So that means basically you're getting less than $10,000 a day in newspapers. Are one project that is capital intensive. Without money, you can't survive. And I will also urge the international community to actually come in and support private media in Zimbabwe, because we really need alternative means of communication in Zimbabwe.